honoring veterans from sea to shining sea. You're listening to Hometown Heroes with Paul Leffler, brought to you by this local station and its sponsors, and presented everywhere, on the air and online, by Provident Payments, one of the fastest-growing payment consultants in America. Connect today at providentpayments.com.
Welcome back to Hometown Heroes, celebrating one of America's newest centenarians. Bob Clark turned 100 this week in Clovis, California, but back in World War II aboard the battleship USS New Mexico, there was no guarantee that he was going to live to see birthday number 24. When the battleship was struck by a Japanese kamikaze, killing the captain and 30 others and wounding three times that many, Bob was there helping to care for the casualties. Right, Bob?
Yes.
What did you have to do?
I just had to, are you working for me? Yeah. Well, get your little butt over here and let's pull this guy in, getting him in line for treatment.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of got lined up with the doctors.
So you're helping triage patients. Some of them are coming in on stretchers.
Yeah.
So you're seeing some of your shipmates pretty seriously wounded.
Yeah. We had a Marine detachment aboard ship.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking to various people around, getting information from other sources about how things are going and so on. I just took a stride. This is the way things are, you know.
So if I remember right, there were 30 of your shipmates were killed in that kamikaze attack, including your captain.
I think it was, 32.
That had to be hard to come to grips with, to understand.
It's the way things are.
Did you know any of those guys?
Some of those, a couple of those Marines were bandsmen, and they played in our band, our ship's band. It was an experience I'm glad I had it. And it didn't teach me much of anything because I was already in line with that kind of stuff. Some people think this is funny, but I was a Boy Scout. I was an Eagle Scout.
Nothing funny about that.
No.
After you guys were hit by that kamikaze, what happened afterwards in the days that followed?
Did our part of where we were, we had other targets to go after. Some of them were in where everybody was around, and, you know, or they were isolated.
That situation with the kamikaze, I mean, it kills all these shipmates of yours. It kills your captain. Is there any part of you after that that says, hey, that could have been me?
Oh, sure. You think of those times. You keep on doing what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. When you think back on that time, are you proud of your service?
Oh, well, yeah, sort of. It was there. Somebody had to do it. So you do it as best you can.
Well, thank you for doing it. Thank you for your service.
Well, you're welcome. It was an experience I'm glad I had.
How long are you going to keep playing with the Sounds of Freedom?
Until they kick me out.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
I don't know.
And tell me, if you can, real quick, this birthday party they had for you, your 100th birthday. You had a pretty big party with the band and family and all that. What was it like?
There's so many people, and, you know, it's just hard to realize all these people that turned out.
A little overwhelming?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Tell me what you appreciate about this group, the Sounds of Freedom.
Oh, that they come to do their best. They're sold on being with this band. And that's it. They just try to do their best they can.
Do you have any advice for young musicians?
Get a side effect of some kind of involvement in your community. The community will look forward to what you can do, whether it's music or just being helpful or whatever.
And do you have a favorite piece of music that has the best baritone part?
Well, I have two kinds. I have a dance band type of thing. And I played in a dance band here in Fresno for 20 years. Lou Monte, for example. was the leader of the band that I was in. We played reverse from Bakersfield to Merced.
Beautiful.
And then most of it, of course, was in the Fresno area. We were one of the eighth number one band of that nature, dance band. Mm-hmm. Play for parties, play for people dancing, and people seem to enjoy it.
What about with the Sounds of Freedom? What's your favorite thing to play?
Well, I would say one of the well-known pieces that were made by a well-known composer.
Like a John Philip Sousa?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, old JP.
Was there anything I didn't ask you about that you'd like people to know?
For me, it was a way of meeting different kinds of people.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there's a baritone player older than you anywhere?
Well, I know there would be if they had survived. I don't know.
Well, there's my last question then. What's your secret to making it to 100 years old?
Be serious about your position, about the job that you get. Be serious with, if you're helping somebody, seriously help somebody. Whether it's a job or whether it's an illness, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And cooperate with everybody that's working for your betterment.
Like his fellow members of the Sounds of Freedom band, including the guy who just played that warm-up note that you heard on the baritone, Paul Hinckley, who picks Bob up and gives him a ride to every practice and every performance. Harry Paul is a flautist in the band. He served in the Army during the Korean War and has done as much as anybody to keep this volunteer group going.
I've known Bob probably about 28 years, pretty close to that. We played in the Swingin' Valley Vets at the VA hospital together. We went to Mount Rushmore, and he's was a very comical person. We had little skits and stuff, and he always had one that was very funny. And he was just always a joker. He's just a really nice guy. You can't say enough about him. He's a marvelous person. He always has a pleasant thing to say, even at his age. He can't hear very good. I can't hear very good either. So he's just a very wonderful person. I mean, he's just friendly. He's not outspoken, but a nice guy. Mm-hmm. You don't have many of those around.
Well, you don't have too many people in bands that are still playing an instrument at age 100 either. Have you guys ever had a centenarian in the band before?
A long time ago, there was a clarinet player when the band was still over at the 509 that was going to turn 100, but he retired from playing when he was 99, but that was the closest one. I'm only 13 or 14 years behind him, but I don't know if I'll ever make it. He's of course, a veteran, a combat on the ship. He's a wonderful person. That's all I can say. Good friend to have. Always sent me a Christmas card, and just I can't say any more.
So if you had to explain to somebody who's never heard the Sounds of Freedom what it is, what it's all about, who you guys are, what's your explanation?
We're a little different than everybody else. We try and push forward the honor of veterans and active duty people and try and promote music that would help them remember the veterans.
And who are you guys?
Well, we're not really all veterans. There's very few veterans in the band, but they all appreciate veterans, and that's why they're here volunteering their time. We do very good.
Bob's your oldest at 100. What do you think your youngest is?
Well, we used to have one that was 12 years old, but they've gotten older. The drummer is now, I remember when he came, I think he was 10 or 12. Now he's in college. And we had a piccolo player that joined us when she was 12. She's a senior at USC. We've had a lot of great musicians play with us. We've had music teachers. We've had teachers, dentists, and doctors, and everybody that come and play with us. And even my son's played with us at one time. We've given several concerts to raise money for veterans.
And make sure to mark your calendar, because the next time you can catch the Sounds of Freedom and 100-year-old euphonium extraordinaire Bob Clark in concert will be March 13th, a free concert that's going to begin at 2 p.m. at the Clovis Veterans Memorial District in Clovis, California. And let's give you one last taste of the band today. Here is how they sounded playing Happy 100th Birthday to Bob at their rehearsal this week. Happy 100th birthday, and many, many more. For photos of Bob Clark then and now, you can head over to hometownheroesradio.com or the Hometown Heroes Facebook page. You'll see some of the commendations and certificates he received from elected officials, from his congressman to the governor to senators, his mayor, supervisors, you name it, and a beautiful birthday cake with a photo of his ship and his beloved baritone right on top of that cake. So check that out, and check us out next week. I'm Paul Leffler, hoping you can join us again then, when we'll be reminded once more through the stories of our veterans that freedom is not free.
To let Paul know about a veteran in your life, visit hometownheroesradio.com and click on Suggest a Veteran. Today's program has been brought to you by Provident Payments. Give your business the edge only their personalized service can deliver. At ProvidentPayments.com.